Welcome to the Jazz Film School podcast, episode number 324.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, episode number 324. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. So it is officially the holidays. We are in holiday season. With that comes a lot of things. And one of the things I'm most excited for is annually I do a planning series around preparing yourself for 2024, in this case, 2024. And one of the number one reasons that students fail to see the results and achieve the goals that they want is because they simply don't know how to organize their goals. They get very scatterbrained. They don't know what information to focus on. They don't know where to focus their efforts. They don't know what to do, what to practice. There's way too many shiny objects out there, and it's very distracting. In this world, with information overload, right? Everything is very distracting. We get distracted every 5 seconds. So the purpose of the planning session is to really help you organize your goals. And a lot of times students say, well, why, you know, I need to practice these exercises. Well, why? Why do you have to practice these exercises? Why do you want to learn this voicing? Why do you want to learn this particular improvisation? Is that really helping you in your goal? Is that voicing helping you for your solo piano goal? Is it helping you for your improv goal? And 99% of the time, you just simply don't know. You really don't know. And you're not asking yourself those questions either, because you're just thinking if you go along and you learn the information, right, you're going to get better. But it doesn't really always work like that. If you're moving forward and you're learning, sure, you might be learning stuff and moving forward, but it doesn't mean you're on a direct path towards your goal. You actually might even be going backwards. If you think about a boat, right? Now, if you're behind a boat wheel and you turn it to the left, you're going to go to the left, right? And if you turn it to the right, you're going to go to the right. So you could be swerving all over the place. You are going forward in the boat. The wind is blowing, but you still can't find land. You can't reach your goal. And it's the same with the airplane. You could be moving forward in an airplane, but if you don't know where your goal is, if you don't know how to get to your goal, if you don't know where your goal is, you're just going to fly around aimlessly forever. Sure, you're moving forward. Are you moving forward? Yeah. You're actually going in certain directions, but those are not the directions that are going towards your goal, are trying to get you to your goal. Make sense? And just by taking a little bit of time, and having a little bit of patience to just stop learning. Just stop learning for a second, right? Just pump the brakes. Just sit and be. Take a breath, right? Reassess what you want. What do you want to be able to do? Do you want to be able to achieve goal number one, which I talk about in this particular lesson? You want to play in a band or accompany other people. Do you want to be able to achieve goal number two? You want to play solo piano or goal number three? I've distilled all of my education and my systems down into those three goals. And anything you do or learn should and can be used to propel you forward towards one of those goals. And not all information is meant for each one of those goals. Or if it is, how is it used? If you don't have a goal of learning how to improvise, your right hand does not need single note improvisational lines. You don't really need to practice chord scales. You don't need that information. If your goal is to learn how to comp in a band, you don't need chord scales. You really don't. So why are you spending your time on the chord scales if that is not your goal, if it's not leading to your goal? If your goal is to improvise, right, then comping and learning how to comp or learning two-hand voicing strategies for solo piano, That is just sucking up your time too. You don't need that stuff. So a lot of us are really trying to, you want to learn everything, I get it, but you need to organize and stay focused. Like, you need to put blinders on. You need to stay away from the shiny objects and run, sprint rather, towards your goal as fast as possible, as fast as humanly possible, without taking in other information, because it's really doing you no good. It's just distracting you. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you how to do. You can go get the accompanying workbook to my annual lesson planning guide sessions that I'm doing here by going to jazzpianoschool.com/2024. jazzpianoschool.com/2024. You can get the guide. It's completely free. Just put your email in. I'll send it to you. And as you work through these lessons with me, you can write down your goals. You can get organized about what you want. I'm going to tell you what practice exercises to do. I'm going to lead you down the path and show you exactly how you can sprint towards your goal and achieve those results that you want. Okay. The other thing that's happening that's super exciting is my accelerator program is open. It's going to start on January 11th, 2024. If you're looking to make drastic change and up your jazz piano performance, the accelerator program is you. Now, not only is the accelerator program open, but if you go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday, there's discounts and deals on every single piece of education that we have available inside of Jazz Piano School. Okay? So you can find more information about the accelerator program by going to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday. And it's going to be the first thing that you see there. There's 12 spots available. Once those 12 spots are full, then the program's closed for enrollment. But we do have 12 spots open. Or you can pick up any other course, whether you want improv help, comping, voicings, the main curriculum success path you can get. You can get lifetime elite access. You can get lifetime basic access. You can get all the bundles you want. Essentially, everything is on sale right now at a whopping huge sale all the way through January to help spark motivation in you for 2024. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to dive right into this lesson, and I hope you enjoy. I know it's really, really going to help you if you take time to listen to this and really hear what I'm trying to say and teach. Okay? Here we go. So thank you all so much for being here. And if you're watching later, thank you guys all so much for watching. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. What I'm going to be doing with you all today is walking you through part one of my three-part planning session strategy series. And I've done this every year. It's been widely successful, highly successful, and it's very, very helpful for students to listen to me explain to you how to organize your goals in order to execute them in practice exactly what you need to do in order to move forward towards your goals. Okay? Now, a lot of times, you know, it doesn't matter if you have the best plane in the world, if you have the best boat in the world, if you have the best car in the world, right? It does not matter how good it is. Essentially, if you don't know where you're going and you don't know how to get there, then you're going to be drifting around aimlessly with no destination in place. You'll feel like you're making progress because sure enough, you are moving forward. In a plane, right? You're going forward. In a car, you're going forward. In a boat, you're going forward. But picture yourself in a boat, right? You can't see land anywhere. And you think the land is somewhere out there, right? So you've tracked a course, you're going, you know, due west. You've been going there for 2 days, 5 days, a week, a month, 3 months, and nothing has emerged. You haven't found land. So you turn a little bit, right? And we all know in navigation, the smallest change in degree, right, from our starting point here is going to start to bring us pretty far off course. So if we make minor adjustments to our plan, you all can get pretty far off course in going to where you're trying to get to. In so many of us, one of the number one reason that students fail to achieve their goals, unfortunately, it's not because you guys aren't good enough. It's not because you're not talented enough. You don't have the discipline. You don't have the passion, right? You don't have the natural ability. You don't have all that stuff, the patience. It's just because you don't know what to practice to move forward on the right course to achieve your goal. And there's so much information out there. We're on information overload these days, right? With the internet and YouTube and tech. Like, it's so easy to get access to information. But just like I said, moving forward, if you picture information and going forward in a vehicle to be the same thing, right? Exactly. Someone said Dericulus. Usain Bolt has good legs, but they'll only run him in circles if he's not going anywhere. Exactly, right? So if you picture information and a vehicle as like the same thing, absorbing information is great. You're moving forward. You're definitely learning things and stuff, right? By going on YouTube or checking out different things. And I'd even argue, even when you go on and you actually purchase small courses, like if you purchase small courses on Bebop or you purchase small courses on comping or these voicings and stuff like that, right? A lot of students do this, and I'm going to get into why this isn't as helpful as you might think it is, but that's definitely learning. You're making progress, but you still don't have an ultimate goal in mind. Like when I ask you, I'm going to ask you guys a question right now. What is your goal? What is your goal for jazz piano? And a lot of people will say, well, I just want to play jazz piano. Great. I want to sound like a pro on the recording. Okay. I mean, that's a good start, but like, let's break it down a little bit. Okay, let's really try to filter out the categories so that you know exactly what you need to practice to get you to a specific goal in the shortest amount of time possible so you can really start to see some serious results. Does that sound good to y'all? All right, great. I just pictured everyone saying, yeah, woo, okay, because I can't hear anybody. But feel free to use the chat, y'all. I recognize some people here, Franco, Mary, hey, Mary, DuPont, Dericulus. So before I get into this, I want to make sure everyone has the link. I posted a link above. It's a free link to the workbook that I've created. I'm going to be going over this a little bit up front, and then we'll be diving in. And again, this first session is really about explanation of goals. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of playing. Not much, but here and there I'll play and kind of talk about that. But this is really about taking our time today, thinking about our goals and starting to plan, right? And planning takes patience. We can't just dive in, right? The purpose of this is actually just stop diving in. It's to stop playing for a second. Just stop learning for 1 second, right? Stop going onto YouTube. Stop going into courses. Just stop, right? And think about what is our goal. What's our number one priority goal that we want to be able to play? And I'm going to help you out with that. But first, like I said, let's get this link. Make sure everyone has the link up top. That's going to be for the workbook that I'm going to be going over. Now, real quick, if you're a member of Jazz Piano School, our holiday special that runs through New Year's all the way to January 10th is officially open. If you're a non-member, you can go there. If you're a member, you can go there as well because my accelerator program is open all the way up until January 11th as well. All of those options are available. If you're interested in becoming an accelerator member or joining the program, that option is there for you to check out. That'll close. We have 13 spots left. That'll close January 10th because it starts January 11th. But even if you want to just pick up a small mini course, absolutely all of the education inside of Jazz Piano School is available. So you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday, jazzpianoschool.com/holiday to check all of that out. Okay, let's dive into this, all right? So I have the workbook that was created by myself to open here. And so I'm going to walk you guys through this just a little bit before we kind of get into the nitty gritty things. So I'm essentially just going to explain the pages and what they're for first. So the first page essentially is going to be your goals. These are broken down into 4 quarters of the year of 2024. What I want you to do is not yet. Okay, but as we walk through this, what you're going to do is put your want goal and your need goal. So these are essentially is like, I want to be able to do XYZ. What I need to be able to do to achieve that is XYZ. So like you can want to achieve a goal, and then what you need to essentially execute on is going to be that. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one sec. Yes. So sorry, I didn't explain that completely correctly. So your want goals, essentially you want to be able to, I'll give you guys some examples here. I want to, like Franco said, I want to be able to play jazz ballads in a solo piano style, right? That's a great goal, Franco. Thanks so much. Playing ballads in a solo piano style. So that's his want goal. Like, and you could even get more granular than that. So essentially, if you wanted to play, I would say go play for friends or family, or put it into some sort of context. Like, try to have a purpose behind it, because this will fuel you. This will give you the motivation and the why to help you reach forward and practice and really discipline yourself. And then your need goal is essentially, what do you need to do in order to reach that goal? Well, I need to practice every day. I need to essentially, you know, learn, or essentially, you know, it's kind of just breaking it down one step further. I want to play solo piano ballads out at my first gig. What I need to do is practice and work on these elements. So it's like a general overview of your goals. Okay. And this is going to be for quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. Pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to go to page three here. This is going to be for the planning. Now, what I've put here is essentially categories, major jazz piano categories, voicings, solo piano, repertoire, improv, rhythm, and coordination. Now, all of these things don't really mean, you know, diddly, unless you have a purpose behind them. Right? And that's why I was talking about your why. Why do you want to learn these things? What is the purpose to learning these things? And that's going to translate back to your goal. Like Franco said, he wants to learn how to play solo piano ballads. Well, Franco, why do you want to learn how to play those ballads? Right? Why do you want to play that? And I would encourage you to write some inspirational things. You know, well, it makes me feel good to play jazz piano. And I'm happier in life because when I sit down and I'm able to express myself through the music, this makes me happy. That was one of my big goals, because I heard all these albums. I wanted to be able to do it myself. But when I wasn't able to, it was frustrating. It was discouraging. And so really tie it and anchor your goal to a purpose, not just playing piano, like sitting down and playing piano, because music is so much more than that. It's about sharing music. It's about sharing your gift with others. It's about expression, healing, right? Happiness, joy. There's so many emotions tied to it. What is the purpose? Because every time you go to sit down and practice, if you're thinking about these things, you're going to have such a better time practicing and playing than you ever have before, because you know what you're striving for, and this is going to help motivate and inspire you, okay? So we have all these categories here. I'm going to talk more about that in just a second. Now, finally, as I got a little mixed up before, I apologize. The last page is execution. So these are the exact practice exercises or things that you want to be working on in that particular quarter without fail, going full steam ahead on these exercises. Now, listen closely, okay? You listening? It doesn't take much to get you to your goal, but it takes depth, focus, and practice and consistency of individual practice exercises that you learn to master. I'll say that one more time. It doesn't take much to get you to your goal. It's actually a pretty simple process, but you need to be willing to discipline yourself and focus on very particular exercises and go deep with those exercises so that you get a strong hold of them. The average student, for exercises that I give them, or if you're a Jazz Piano School member, probably gets a hold of a tool or a concept or an exercise to about 65%. Right? They think they have the exercise down. You think you know it, but do you really know it? And this answer to this question has to be a 200% yes without hesitation, without fail. And I encourage you to go check out one of my recent podcasts, not the most latest one, but the two before, on assessments. I'm going to be going over some of that today. Assessments on your jazz piano playing, because that particular podcast will let you know whether you know something or whether you don't. And again, don't lie to yourself, right? You're only cheating yourself when you lie to yourself. If you're trying to learn your rootless voicings, if you're trying to improvise and you can't do a certain exercise, just it's okay to say, I can't do it. This needs more time, right? And I understand it's hard to kind of sit there and just keep practicing the same thing over and over again. Obviously, take breaks, but don't start to get so far off course. Don't turn the wheel to your boat so far that you forget what you actually need to work on to accomplish your goal. You got to keep hitting the grindstone in the same exact spot, right? How do you bring an oak tree down? You got to hit it in the same spot over and over and over and over and over again. If you're hitting it in different spots, it's not coming down. If you're hitting your practice and your goals in different spots, practicing different things all the time, you're not really going to be making much progress, right? Okay. So, all right, let's go back to the top now. We're going to start from the beginning here. I'm going to help you guys out. There are three goals that I want you to think about, and I've really been harping on this over the past 6 months with my accelerator members, students, and my mastermind students, and just all the content I've been pushing out to students everywhere that have been watching me and following me, obviously on YouTube, through Jazz Piano School. When you break down your goals into these three goals, you're going to experience much more focus and much more success at moving towards them in a quick manner. Goal number one, the easiest goal, is comping. Comping, and why do we comp? Let's ask ourselves the question. I always want you to ask yourself the question, why do we comp? What is the purpose of comping? Well, number one, if you wanted to play in a band or play with other people, that's what you would need to learn how to do. So it's not, the goal isn't to learn how to comp. The goal is to play in a band, right? And this is one of the easiest things that I can teach you to do. It really only involves voicings, right? Learning voicings and learning the strategies to playing voicings. That's really it. Okay, but your goal is to want to play with other people, and so you need to learn what? What is your need goal? Your need goal is that you need to learn how to comp, okay? And then you execute on voicings and the zones that I'm about to teach you here real quick and cover. Goal number two, that's going to be the easiest goal for you to accomplish. I would argue that you can accomplish that goal. I could have you out there playing in a band within one quarter, within 3 months of 2024. Okay, I get it's hard. There's one major component that's lacking when you are working on your own, and that's discipline. accountability, not discipline, accountability, right? Because a lot of students, you know, one of the major things that students have said about my accelerator program is that the accountability is there. They have to submit their video every single week to me. And this is one of the reasons they're making so much progress, because I tell them what to do. They don't have to think about it. They do it. They submit the video. They get better. It's just like clockwork. Very easy. It's like, you know, high functioning CEOs, they try to make as little decisions as possible because they have to leave their mindset focused for heavy, dense thinking things. So like in the morning, right? I'm sure you guys have heard this before. They'll try to set up their wardrobe where they just kind of pick out the same clothes every single day, you know, whatever it is. They're not thinking about these things. They just grab it automatic. And then everything starts to happen because they know exactly what they have to do. They don't have to think about it. And they're just boom, boom, boom. They're just knocking off tasks, right? That's exactly what this is like. Okay. So goal number one, playing in a band. Goal number two, that's going to be the easiest. Goal number two is a little bit harder, solo piano. Okay, playing solo piano. And again, I would encourage you to say, oh, I want to play solo piano for my friends, or I want to play solo piano at a concert or a gig, or just as important, I want to be able to play solo piano for myself, right? For myself, for my own heart, for my soul, for fulfillment in my soul, because I love expressing music and I want to be good at it so that I don't feel discouraged and frustrated and down. Like, I'm not getting down on myself, right? So that's going to be goal number two, solo piano. A little bit harder, requires a little bit more technique, a little bit more ability. Okay, we need to do a little bit more than learn voicings. We're now responsible for the bass, responsible for harmonies, and now we're also responsible for the melody. So it's a little bit difficult. Goal number three, finally, the last category, improvisation, right? Everyone wants to learn how to improvise, okay? So if you want to learn how to improvise, we break this into two categories. Improvisation is broken down into two styles, two different types of styles. You need to realize this and understand it because everything I'm telling you here has a path. And if you're going like this and swerving all around and like you don't understand where you're going, again, you're wasting years and years of your time, okay, to try to get you to this goal. And I promise you, if you follow exactly what I'm saying, I can get you there so fast. 6 months, right? Tops. So two categories for improv. Solo piano improv is going to be the absolute hardest thing you can do in jazz. Okay, great. Voice and piano. Perfect. So again, as I was saying, it's a different type of skill set here. Okay, so it's a different goal. Sorry about the delay. It's a huge delay, guys. So like I asked you if you could hear it 30 seconds ago, and then like you're going to see that 30 seconds later. But, you know, it requires a different skill set and different path is what my explanation for you all is. So if you're looking to play in a solo piano style and improvise, then don't spend your time like learning a lot of rootless voicings just to be able to play in a band, and vice versa. If you want to play improvise in a solo piano style, just learning your left hand rootless voicings, that's not going to be the thing that you want to learn. And so many students, we just don't know what we need to learn to get us truly to our goal. And I understand a lot of you want to just learn everything, right? You just want to learn everything. And that's okay, you know, but when you focus in on moving towards your goal, then essentially you're going to make so much more progress so much faster, okay? So let me go through the goals now a little bit and just tell you about the different types of elements and tools and abilities that you need, all right? I'll get back to the backing track in a little bit, guys, just to play with that. But let's talk about comping for a second, okay? Let's talk about comping for a second. So essentially with the assessments, and again, I highly encourage you to go watch the assessment video podcast. It's 322, podcast 322. If I am going to play or comp in a band, essentially all I'm going to do, sorry guys, I'm just following along the chat here. All you're going to do and all you need to do is learn voicings for the most part. And even if you play whole notes as your voicings, that's all you need to do. So I'm going to pull up. Let's just stay with a foggy day. I like that. I'll try this. I'll keep following the chat, guys. That's my bad. When I put it onto Iro Pro, the chat disappears for some reason. I don't know. One sec here. I'm just going to put this chat back on, make sure I got this locked in here. Okay. So if I'm to comp with a foggy day, then essentially all I need is my IRL, all I need is my rootless voicings. Here we go. Was doing there, rootless voicings. That's it. That's the only thing I was doing. Just rootless voicings in my right hand and left hand bass notes in my left hand. And what I call this is zone one. Hopefully you guys can still hear that. Again, just give me some confirmation in the chat if that worked, excuse me, all right for you guys. All I needed there was my right hand rootless voicings, left hand bass notes. Now, playing and comping in a band, right? Playing in a band, it's okay. Even though there is a bass player, it's okay to use your left hand, right? As long as you're not just walking bass. You don't want to be walking bass while the other bass player is playing, but utilizing your rootless voicings is a great thing to do because actually it solidifies your right hand. It's solidifying your right hand. So essentially you have this here and it just adds to the right hand harmonies that you're playing. Okay. That's really all you need. Now there's different types of zones in the piano. Great. Dericula says piano and backing track are both sounding now. Awesome. But then Eric said no sound. Okay. I'll just keep waiting for you guys. Again, just keep me updated on all that stuff. When I move to a different zone in the piano, so the first thing, what would be the first thing that you really need to know in order to accomplish what I just showed you guys, right? This is an actual question. I want you guys to think about it. So what would be the first thing you need to do in order to learn how to do exactly what I just did? You just need your rootless voicings, right? You just need your rootless voicings. So many students think they know their rootless voicings, 60, 70, 80%, right? But when they go to open up to a tune and comp through with their right hand, they just don't know their rootless voicings well enough to get through the tune. Or they're missing one or two chords. That's okay. I understand. Just make sure you practice that chord. Like in a foggy day, let's say you don't know your, I'm trying to pick out one of these chords here. I don't know. Your B-flat major 7. Right? Let's say you don't know this chord, right? Just practice this particular chord, but you should really get your right hand so fluent in all the voicings. And just think about it, guys. I'm going to pull my calculator out here. There is 12 major 7 voicings in your rootless voicings, okay? Because there's 12 keys, 12 voicings. Here's your structure 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Okay, there's also another inversion of this, which is 7, 9, 3, 5. So that's 24 voicings for your major 7 voicings. Now, 24 plus 24, right? 48, okay? Plus another 24 is what? 58, 62. Is that right? Yes. Just want to make sure. I'm a musician, not a mathematician, okay? 72, excuse me. It's 10 off. So that's 72 voicings that essentially you need to learn and focus on, right? Now that's your majors. Now I understand that's a lot. That's a lot of voicings. But I want you to think about this. And we didn't talk about your minor voicings. Like I played a minor 7 flat 5. You need your minor 7 flat. You need your minor harmony 2 5 1s, right? Okay, so that's a little bit more voicings. I'd say that's about 100 voicings, about 100 voicings that you want to know off the bat in your right hand. But think about this. I want you to think about this. How much discipline and time do you spend on just one thing? Just one thing. How much discipline and time do you spend learning just one thing? One thing, just one thing in jazz, right? So I am challenging you and I encourage you in 2024 to go straight to your goal. Rush to your goal, like as fast as you can, right? Think about the boat. If you're just going straight on one path, one direction in your boat, in your plane, in your car, on a highway, right? Without swerving all over the place and doing this constantly, how fast are you going to get to your destination? Pretty fast. But if you're going and switching spots, like, oh, I want to go over here now. Well, I'm practicing improv now. Oh, but this cool Barry Harris video popped up on YouTube. I got to learn these drop twos now with these passing diminished chords. Oh, cool. I learned these like magic voicings or these upper structure triads over here. I got to go practice these now. Oh, but there's a super cool transcription over here. I got to learn that, right? Every time you do that and you move back and forth, you're essentially weaving in and out like this, okay? Now, I mean this to be inspiring to you. I'm trying to dig deep to emphasize the power of working on one thing. There's a great book I recommend for you all. It's called The One Thing. The book is literally called The One Thing. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. It's essentially about exactly what I'm talking about. It's about the it's about multitasking and, you know, the overhype to multitasking and doing other things, like doing a bunch of things at once. If you just do one thing at a time, just one thing, you're going to make so much more progress. Okay. On to, so that would be my first, again, I'm not getting into all the technicals, guys. I'm just talking about building a plan today. Part two and part three are really going to be about the information that you need to get to the goal. So goal number one, again, if you want to comp in a band, is just really about learning voicings. Now, this has some overlap into solo piano, because when I play solo piano, if I'm playing A Foggy a Day again, when I go to play a melody, I jump down to comp for myself. So I'm going to hit this A, for example, and then I'm going to jump down. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to comp for myself exactly like I would comp for someone else in a band. So I'm actually using the same exact strategy, the same exact principle I would for myself in solo piano to comp for myself. So if you kind of start at goal number one and learn about comping, you can bring that with you to solo piano in different types of solo piano strategies outside of a ballad. All right. Let's go to goal number two. I want to see in the chat, I know there's a huge delay, but I want to see in the chat, how many of you are trying to have goal number one? You want to play in a band. You are playing in a band. You want to get better at playing in a band. Now, in a band, you probably have to improv and do stuff like that. But your majority of your role as in a band, if you're not the main instrumentalist, like if you have a horn player or a vocalist, your majority as a pianist, your role as a pianist is just a comp. It's really just a comp. So you don't really need to be good at improv. Hey guys, nah, I'm good. I'll pass on my solo today. I'm just going to comp. You can get so good at comping in 3 months, it would boggle your mind if you just practice one thing. Is it boring? A little bit. Obviously take breaks, do some fun stuff, but really focus in. Make the majority of your practice every single day. 30 minutes every single day, right? That's going to get you so far. So how many of you, I just want to let you know, I just want to see by how many of you have that goal. If you do, just type yes, goal one, or just write number one in the chat, okay? We're going to go to goal number two. This is going to be solo piano. Now, I'm going to pull open the workbook again and just go through this a little bit. In the solo piano planning area, okay. Oh, let me go back and mention this. In voicings, essentially rootless voicings is number five. Okay. All of these are sequential steps for you all to learn. Now, as a jazz pianist, I assume really you're kind of coming, if you're a complete beginner, then you're not going to know what your seventh chords are, right? So this is why I've listed this, triads. And I would actually say a lot of you probably, you know, I don't want to assume things, but most students that come to me actually can't play their triads that well around the piano, right? In different inversions. So like even just a C triad, if I were to voice lead through, just all triads and all different types of inversions. A lot of students, they start to do this and they're like, oh wow, I don't really know my triads that well. So I'm not saying you need to start there, but if you're a complete beginner, learning your triads moves into seventh chords, moves into your inversions, which moves into voice leading, which moves into your rootless voicings. Now, if you kind of have your triads, if you kind of got your seventh chords, if you kind of got your inversions, you're fine. Don't worry about that stuff right now. You can go back and tackle that. I really want you guys to focus in on your goals. So I would start with number five, learning your rootless voicings and practicing them. If you have goal number one, if that's your goal, just jump right to number five, learning your rootless voicing. So Leroy says yes. James says yes. I want to be able to play in local community college jazz ensemble. My goal is number one. Dericula says yes. So rootless voicings. Now, again, I'm going to teach you how to expand on your rootless voicings. This is zone one down here. Here's zone two. Here's zone three. Right, zone three is all drop twos. Up here,
zone four. Okay? Again, zone one, right hand rootless voicings. Zone two, right hand rootless voicings with two-handed, with one and seven now. Again, it's simple stuff, and again, I'm rushing through this because that's not what this part is about. Zone three, drop twos. Zone four, octaves, left-hand rootless voicings. So for everyone as a goal of number one, okay, these zones in your rootless voicings translate into every single zone. You need your rootless voicings to play in every single zone. Let's go to solo piano. Solo piano, all right? Let's talk about solo piano a little bit. Now, did I have it up here? Yes, repertoire. So if you look down in repertoire, the repertoire is essentially talking about different approaches to solo piano. So ballads, your ballad approach to solo piano is a different approach than slow swing, which is a different approach than essentially medium fast. Now, miscellaneous is like bossa, okay? If you want to learn bosses or you want to learn funk, or like different types of styles, not swing jazz. That's what miscellaneous is for. But solo piano has different approaches for the different tempo skill sets. Again, this is where your paths are splitting already. So don't just say, I want to learn solo piano, right? That's so many things. What style of solo piano do you want to learn? What tempo of solo piano do you want to learn? Those are the only two questions you really need, because that will discern and filter out exactly what path you need to take. So I'll say them again. What style and what tempo? I'm gonna start with the ballad tempo because that's the easiest. And I always recommend beginners to learn a ballad style first before moving into slow swing and medium and fast swing, because that's where thing changes. If I play a ballad, my approach here is pretty simple up front. Melody. This is But Beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna play with bass notes first. Sorry. Okay, so bass notes. Second step, shells underneath the melody. Shells with a bass note when there is no melody. Melody, shells. So my focus right now is purely on one thing. It's on playing slow ballads, 86 and under, 86 BPM and under, okay? That's it. That's it. And what do I need to do to get myself there? Okay, for the most part, it's learning my shells, learning to place my shells underneath my melody, learning my fifth, which I'll add in now. I'm gonna add my fifth in now to my right hand to create a four-note harmonization. So already things are coming together, right? But again, if I'm focused in on learning slow swing, fast swing, bossas, and I'm kind of doing all this other stuff like, oh, I got to get this cool drop two voicing in here, or I got to get this reharm in here. Right? All that stuff doesn't really matter. I mean, that's fluff. It's miscellaneous stuff. And I want you all to understand that the 80-20 rule, if you don't know what it is, right? 20% of the stuff you learn in jazz will result in 80% of your progress. And so many of you are focusing on materials and things in jazz that are fun. Yes, they sound cool, but they're literally giving you a sliver of progress, right? because they're so microscopic in the density of education that they'd never deliver any tangible forward momentum. Learning like a weird Herbie voicing or a Barry Harris drop two harmonization is fun. Yes, don't get me wrong. But that's not what jazz is. That's not what leads you to play jazz, right? Or lets you sound good. That's literally like opening up a cabinet in your kitchen of like 120 spices and picking out one tiny spice for a dish, a cooking dish that you're making, right? It's just one spice out of thousands that you're adding to the dish. That's it. Is it the meat? Is it the potatoes? Is it the vegetables? No. It's just one tiny spice. It's like if you were cooking with all these different types of spices, but you had no meat and potatoes and vegetables, right? You just have spices. It's like you're just eating spices. That's so weird. It would be terrible, right? So focus in on exactly what you want. Now, if ballads aren't your thing, if you do want to learn the ballads, right, I'm going to teach you the steps to do that. But if you want to learn slow swing, my bad, guys. Right? If you want to learn more of a slow swing style, that's a different approach. That's a different set of skill sets. It's a different set of exercises. It's a different set of things you need to focus on and be practicing. If you want to learn fast swing, That's a different set of exercises. It's a different set of skill sets and abilities. It's a different approach. It's a different style. It's a different method. They're all different, completely different things. It's a completely different path. It's like walking in Canada during the winter, right, with a winter wonderland versus walking in Mexico or Florida with like sunny weather. It's night and day. And so many of us are just blanketing the category of education and saying like, oh, I practice a bunch of stuff, right? We need to really separate exactly what our focus is to get to our goal, okay? And I understand, like no one is teaching this. No one is telling you to do this, right? That's why I'm really trying to take it on myself to try and educate the world of students. Like if you want fast results, like I'm all about fast results. I'm all about helping you. I'm all about delivering organization and structure to you so you can get what you want. I want you to get what you want. I want you to play the way you want to be able to play, right? And I promise you, all you have to do is just listen to what I say. Just follow what I say and I'll get you there. Because all my accelerator students are absolutely crushing it, right? I have more than a decade of experience of watching, testing my philosophies, my teaching methods, and they're literally proven to work at this point. It's not like I started doing this yesterday, guys, right? I've been doing this for decades, more, crafting my philosophies, crafting my systems, and like watching and experimenting, see what works, see what doesn't. And again, this is like the most diluted information that works every single time as long as you do what I'm telling you to do. Okay? So, again, that's going to be solo piano, focusing on different things. And extension, stuff like that. I mean, there's steps. I have systematic processes to all this stuff. So, for your ballads, right, you got to learn one step at a time. Like, if you're trying to go, like, that's not the first step, right? You gotta walk first before you can run. Like, don't worry about all these types of voicing. Right? You don't need that right now. Like, you don't need that stuff. I get it. It's fun. It's like so shiny. Like it's like looking at pearl. It's like a siren, right? Like sailing in a boat, like, and you hear the siren songs and they're calling you. You have to put your blinders on. You need to put your blinders on, because I promise you, if you discipline yourself to shut out, just hold your ears over, right? Put your blinders on and just focus on one thing at a time. You'll make so much more progress. Then after you get the skeleton down, guess what? You can start to add in some cool extensions. You can start to add some reharms. And do all this fancy stuff, but later, after, right? Okay. Goal number three, improvisation. Let's talk about improv, all right? So I have these on the planning workbook. We have the improv planning step, planning guide, essentially. I got to update this, actually. I've tweaked this a little bit. If you're a member of Jazz Piano School, go to the improvisation specialty course because it's fantastic. I've gotten great feedback from everyone. Every person that I talked to is like, man, this is the best course you've ever produced. It was actually the most recent course I ever produced too, the improvisation specialty course. If you're not a member, you can pick it up in the holiday discount. Again, jazzpianoschool.com/holiday. We have lifetime member options available, basic lifetime accelerator program, or if you just want to buy the improv course. So again, you guys can pick up courses on what your goal is, right? So if you're wanting solo piano, then solo piano. If you're wanting comping, then comping, accompaniment. If you're wanting improv, get the improv specialty course, right? Because I go deep into these systematic processes. Let's talk about improv though, right? To truly get the sound of what you're looking for, you really need, I pick people's improv completely apart. And again, the assessment, open up to a tune, solo, with just chord tones. Step number one, here's a foggy day. Okay, that's step number one. That's in the planning guide under improv. Step number one, chord tones. Step number two, in the planning guide. All right, for improv, connecting chord tones with chord scales. So I'm using four notes of the chord. I'm using just my chord tones, but obviously they're all segmented. They're all segmented. So it's all broken sounding. We don't want that. We want smooth sounding transitions. Bebop and improv is made up of skips, steps, and bebop approach notes. Write this down. Or listen very closely. Bebop is made up of skips, steps, and bebop approach notes. So I need to be able to play steps. If I'm doing this, this is all skips. That's part of bebop, but I need my steps in there. I get my steps and scalar motion through adding the notes in between the four chord tones, which creates my scale. So I need fluid motion to create improv that sounds good. So my first line here was all scalar motion. I started on the seven, I went up, landed on the chord tone of the F sharp diminished, and now I'm gonna do some skips. Right, so I did some skips. Now I'll do some scalar motion. Landed on the third of my G minor seven. Maybe I'll do more skips. Maybe I'll do some scalar motion now. Bebop approach note. More bebop approach notes. And then another bebop approach to get me into the chord tone. So again, skip, steps, and bebop approach. That's what creates good sounding improv. I'm utilizing chord tones. I'm hitting a chord tone on every downbeat of my chord change. Starting on the seven. Chord tone. Chord tone. Chord tone. No problem, Franco. See you later. Good to have you, man. Five. chord tone, flat five, right? So on and so forth. Okay, with the scalar motion, you're hearing fluid lines moving back and forth. And then finally, bebop approach notes. The contrasting rhythm, step number three, I have in there, just meaning you want to add musicality into your improv at some point. And again, if you are focused on solo piano improv, your right hand and your left hand are two completely different skill sets and abilities that you need to focus on separately, right? So if I'm focusing on my right hand and learning how to make it sound better and play improv, I don't want to be using my left hand at all. If I'm practicing, like literally if I sit down the piano with my intent and goal to practice my right hand improv, I'm not using my left hand. My left hand doesn't matter. It's by my side, right? If I'm sitting down at the piano to work on my left hand because I'm practicing solo piano improv and I'm working on my left hand to comp for my right hand, guess what? I'm not using my right hand at all. I'm working on comping. Right? So I'm just working on my left hand. Now, again, I haven't given you any exercises or anything like that, but that's all I'm doing. I'm just working on my left hand. Finally, slowly, we start to put individual components together. Very, very slowly. We don't put a lot of stuff together, right? That's overwhelming, starts to create confusion. We put two small things together at once and slowly start to build up from there, all right? And obviously, learning improv in a group setting really only requires us our left hand to know our rootless voicings. Again, rootless voicings coming into play. The 80-20 rule, if you learn your rootless voicings, 80% of your progress is done. I swear to God, if you learn your rootless voicings 200%, you're practically have learned 80% of jazz that you could possibly need to know, right? So, left hand rootless voicings. These are some altered voicings I'm using, but don't worry about those. And then right hand, finally, we start to improvise with our left hand rootless voicings. So on and so forth, okay? Again, different skill sets. Our left hand is now focusing on rootless voicings. Our right hand actually hasn't changed much at all. So our right hand path actually stays the same. We still focus on the same thing for our right hand, but it's what our left hand is focusing on for your two goals. Improvising in a band versus improvising in solo piano. Two split goals. All right, guys, that's a lot of information. I'm gonna recap for you. And then we are going to, I'm gonna leave you for today. And then we're in on, on Monday, I'm going to be going over strategies and diving deeper into exactly what to practice to get you all to your goal and moving through these different things and showing you how to advance fundamentals. I'm going to show you how to advance fundamentals really on the last session, but I'm going to show you the fundamentals, give you a little of insight into advancing your fundamentals, which I'll go deep into on the third session though. Your homework, okay? What I want you to do is write down your goal. We've talked about a lot of information today, but again, in simply put, there's three types of goals. I want you to write down in the workbook for your goal for Q1. That's all I want you to do. You don't have to fill out the rest of the year. You can tweak your goal every quarter. Just write down one of them. I don't want you to plan out your whole year. That's too much. Because things change. Life changes, right? The only constant in life is change. So remember that. So things change. I just want you to write down Q1, and then as Q2 is approaching, then you'll write down Q2. But I want you to write down Q1. If you have goal number one of playing in a band, comping an ensemble, like a lot of you said, playing with other people, write that down. And under need, what you need, okay, your need goal is you need to learn. Here's what you need. I'm going to give it to you. You need to learn your rootless voicings. Okay, you need to learn your rootless voicings. All right, If you have goal number two, if you have the goal of learning how to play solo piano, I want you to write down what style, okay? I want solo piano and the style. And again, like I said before, if you want to go deeper, I would put the why too. I want to learn solo piano ballads because I want to be able to play for my partner or play for my friends or my kids or play out concerts, whatever. Write down your why so you have a purpose and you have direction behind why you're doing this, why you're pursuing your craft. All right, your need goal for solo piano, if you're trying to play ballads, is going to be in your right hand, shells in five. You need shells to practice your shells. I'm gonna go over this more in the upcoming part two. Your left hand needs to be able to learn 1 and 7, 1 and 10, okay, and 1 and 3. 1 and 7, 1 and 10, and 1 and 3. Single note, bass notes are pretty easy, so you don't really need to do that. Goal number three, improv. If you want to have the goal of improving your improv, and remember, you can change each quarter. So maybe quarter one, you just focus on improv. Quarter two, you just focus on your solo piano, right? Then quarter three, you can start to improvise in a solo piano way because you've worked on both, all right? Goal number three is improv. Write down your improv goal. So whether it's with a group or solo piano, I want you to write that down. And your need goal for improvisation, I'm just going to focus on your right hand. Well, no, yeah. So your left hand needs rootless voicings if you're playing in a group. Your left hand needs left hand components if you're playing solo piano and you want to improvise. So your left hand would need bass note 1 to 7, bass note to shells, stuff like that. Your right hand needs those first three steps there. Okay, so in your planning guide, your steps are literally right there. You need your chord tones. You need connecting chord tones. You need your bebop approach notes, which is tier two improv tools. And again, I'd argue that most students don't even have tier one down. So take my assessment, which again, my assessment for chord tones is you should be able to play any solo, should be able to play a solo just using chord tones over any tune in the real book. The assessment for chord tones is your ability to open up to any real book tune and play a solo just using chord tones from all the chords in that newly flipped open page you've went to for tunes you don't even know, just brand new tunes, okay? Assessment two is being able to connect your chord tones to any tune, right? And then we get into bebop approach notes, contrasting rhythms that I want to kind of update that, tweak it. I'm always tweaking my strategies. Bebop approach notes is number four. We get into that. But I would say if you can do those two assessments, like let's say you all are feeling comfortable, if there's anyone out there that feels comfortable, they can solo with chord tones and connect their chord tones over any tune, you would be on bebop approach notes, right? And again, just it's okay to not be able to do this, but this is going to determine what you're focusing on. This is really going to give you your direction and your focus, all right? I'm going to wait for just a second, see if anyone has any questions. Otherwise, I'm going to see you Monday. We will be publishing these so that you have access to the content if you want to rewatch them. And just remember, my accelerator program is open until January 11th. The holiday program, the holiday promotion is open too, jazzplschool.com/holiday. Go check all that stuff out. There's so many ways I can help you. It can be, again, a very, very tiny investment that could help you move along. Or if you're ready to commit and you want to work with me and my team, you can do that through the accelerator program as well.